قائما على رأس الغلام وهو يفحص برجليه، بل حسين عليه السلام يقول: بعدا لقوم قتلوك.
Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers, and welcome to Islamic Pulse's talk show. We're here commemorating the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his companions and his relatives in the holy months of Muharram and Safar. Here in the studio with me today is Sheikh Muhammad Hussein to talk about this very beautiful and profound idea, this very beautiful and profound event of Karbala. Sheikh Muhammad Hussein, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me, Syed.
So Sheikh Muhammad Hussein, of course, one of the things that is on the mind of all the viewers and really every Shia Muslim out there, every Muslim out there, and I would say any human being who knows even a little bit about this great sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, on the minds of every single one of them is, you know, what lessons can we learn in the modern day? What are these lessons that we get from Imam Hussein alayhi salam that we can implement in our daily lives, that we can apply in our daily lives, you know? How can Imam Hussein alayhi salam, an individual who lived right thousands of years ago, who was martyred thousands of years ago, how can he be a beacon of light for humanity in the present day? If you could please, Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you, Sayyid. When we look at the event of Karbala and the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam,
yes,
there are so many lessons that we can learn from this great event. But looking at this event with the lens of analyzing certain events,
yes,
Imam Hussein alayhi salam was a divine personality.
Right.
He was sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
We believe that he was masum and he was sinless.
Right, he was infallible.
He was infallible. And his family members and the sahaba or his companions, they were in high standing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
In their ibadah, their salah, their prayer, their actions.
Right.
So
they were very righteous, very noble,
exactly.
Very pious.
Ahsan.
Yes.
So looking at this event from the outside, from the lens of persons who are not masum like ourselves,
right,
or who are, you know, we commit so many sins, a'udhu billah. Someone may say, okay, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family and his companions, they performed these actions and heaven is promised to them,
right.
Their divine personalities, they are standing in a high rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's easy for us to lose hope because
right.
We may say, okay, we are full of sin, we are not like them.
Right.
Heaven is promised to them. What about us?
Yes, that they're at a different level, we
exactly.
Can't be like them, right?
Exactly.
It almost, we create the barrier ourselves,
yes.
Unfortunately, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has called the Holy Prophet Muhammad, right, as an example,
yes.
For humanity, meaning that we should try our best to be like him.
Exactly.
Go ahead, continue.
So one of the examples I'd like to bring to the attention of the viewers,
right.
Is an example who was not a divine personality, or he was not in a high rank in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time.
Right.
He was actually on the side of the enemies.
Allahu Akbar.
In the Battle of Karbala.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Hur bin Yazid al-Riyahi.
Mm-hmm.
And this was he was an elite member. He was actually a commander.
Yes.
Of an army. He was not just an ordinary soldier.
Right.
He was a commander and the first person who surrounded Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and blocked them. He actually blocked them with his army.
He you know, he had at least 1,000 people under his command.
Exactly. He was a commander.
So this is like a battalion, right?
Exactly.
In military terms, he's a commander, really.
Accent.
With 1,000 soldiers under his command.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. So you could imagine, this guy is totally against what Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and his companions stood for.
Yes.
He's on the opposite side.
Right.
But as things move along and we look at history, we see that this commander, this great commander of the enemy, looks at the situation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and there's some kind of spark in his heart. And he is regretful for his actions. He becomes, you know, very regretful and pashiman, as they say in Farsi.
Yes.
And he comes to the side of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, this is not a small act. Because first of all, even if he himself realized what he's done is wrong, usually you look at your friends, you look at the other commanders, you look at your army, and you say, okay, I believe what I have done is wrong, but I'm not going to tell them.
Right.
Because they are under my wing.
Right.
What they're going to say about me, maybe they would want to kill me themselves. You know? So that's one side. And then the other side is that how do you face the person or the woman or the children that you have denied water?
I want to add really, because again, this is very profound, right? Yes. That's one of the beauties of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the companions, the relatives, and this whole event of Karbala, this event of Ashura, is really that you learn so many profound things.
Yes.
And so here, of course, we find that the esteemed Hur, right? It seems like he chose, because he would have been humiliated, as you said, his friends, his
from
commanders, his soldiers, right? Yeah. They would have humiliated him. But he chose to be humiliated in front of these mere people, but he did not want to be humiliated in front of Allah.
Ahsant.
So he was willing to take the shame that people might throw on him, but he wasn't willing to take the shame of facing Allah or facing Imam Hussein or these individuals.
Yes.
Very beautiful, please. Yeah, excellent. Continue.
So why was Hur not ashamed of facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran multiple times says, Inna Allah huwa al-Ghafuru Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is all forgiving, all merciful. Now, this Hur, he goes to Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Right.
And he repents and, you know, he says, what I did was wrong. I'm sorry, can you forgive me? And the holy Imam, being the grandson of the last prophet, being the son of Imam Ali alayhi salam, he told him, I forgive you.
This to me is amazing.
Yes.
Right? This is one of the most amazing, this is an epic, if you will,
yes.
Right? In English literature, you find the Homer's Iliad and these kind of, right? This in its real, first of all, it's real.
Yes.
Right? And it's really an epic. Now, you have an individual who was on the enemy side, right? An individual who stopped, you know, your caravan from reaching its destination. You know, eventually this person is involved in, directly or indirectly, not allowing water to reach the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which includes women and children, right? This individual comes to Imam Hussein, you expect, right? A normal individual would expect that this is the best time to take your revenge.
Yes, exactly.
This individual is directly or indirectly responsible for the situation that you are facing, take your revenge.
Exactly.
And instead, we find that Imam Hussein, as you have beautifully said, he forgives him.
He forgives him, he embraces him, he hugs him, and he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. Now, that whole event is something that we could learn many lessons from, but the take-home lesson that I want to share with the viewers today is that never lose hope.
Ahsan.
In this dunya, this life that we are living in, we are human, we are of the flesh, and we will make mistakes. We are not perfect, we are not masoom, but never lose hope in the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who says in the Holy Quran, in the Holy Book, which is till the Day of Judgment, it's eternal, that He is all forgiving.
Right.
So we should never lose hope. No matter what we have done before, no matter how bad our past is, how many sins we have committed, how many mistakes we may have made, the door of forgiveness, the door of repentance in Allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always open.
It's always open.
It's always open. So I would like the viewers and those who are listening to, if you are going through some sort of difficulties. You are probably depressed about something you may have done, something right. you may have said to someone. You know, from your heart, speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tell Him and ask Him for forgiveness. Tell Him you are sorry for what you have done and He will forgive you. We recite in the dua of Kumail, Ya Sariya Ridha, the one who is quickly pleased.
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He actually wants us to ask Him for forgiveness. You know, when we have kids, when our children come to us and, you know, they may have done something, mm-hmm. but they come to us and they say they are sorry. How do we feel? Our hearts, you know, melt really.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, we may be showing on the outside a bit of anger to them, but on inside we are happy that they came to us.
Right.
Asking for forgiveness, telling us that they are sorry for what they have done. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how greater is He than us?
Yes.
He's the one who created us. So if we go to Him, we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sincere heart, with repentance, then what is there to worry about? Mm-hmm. The door of hope is open. And we should feel happy and confident about this, that our Creator, the one who created me,
yes.
is going to forgive the wrongs that I have did.
Right.
With the intention that I don't perform them again.
Right. We might just only have 2 or 3 minutes on the clock, but this is very important. We find in the traditions, right, that one of the weapons and tools of shaitan is to create despair
yes.
in the mercy of Allah, right?
Yes.
And it is that despair in the mercy of Allah which just continues to lead you down a very dark path, you
yes.
know? And likewise, as you have, you know, eloquently pointed out, that the Holy Quran, it encourages us, it almost forces us, compels us to go ask forgiveness from Allah, for surely He is the most quick to forgive. Yes, be sincere in your forgiveness, as you said. Be steadfast on your decision to make a change in your life. And make sure not to commit the same errors and mistakes again.
Yeah.
And again, and if you do, right, so as you rightly pointed out, it happens to the best of us. Sometimes you slip, sometimes you fall again. You know, the point is to continuously and with hard work move towards that goal of reforming yourself.
Yes.
And sometimes I think we need to keep in mind that it might take a lifetime.
Yes.
For us to be completely control and dominate an aspect, a negative aspect about ourselves that we do not like.
Awesome.
But always to keep that door of hope in the mercy of Allah.
And I'm glad you pointed out that it can take maybe an entire lifetime.
Right.
Because we don't know when this forgiveness is going to come,
yes.
but we have hope that it will come.
Right.
Okay, we look at Hur's example again. He lived his entire life.
Yes.
And the forgiveness came at the end of his life.
Right.
So he got his martyrdom, and right before that, he was forgiven.
Right.
What a better way to die and
right.
leave this world.
MashaAllah. Sheikh Mohammed Hussain, we ran out of time. We look forward to having you again on the program. And dear viewers, thank you for joining us. Of course, our heartfelt condolences to all the believers and all the people of the world on the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in these sacred months of Muharram and Safar.
Wherever you are.